WATD and Little Sister. I'm Kathy D. And joining me in the studio today, Renee Ratano and Mike Witham with a very special event coming up this weekend. Isn't that right, guys?
That's right.
Yeah, you got a golf tournament coming up. It's the Athena's Hope Golf Classic and Silent Auction. And it's happening Sunday, May 15th over at Southers Marsh Golf Course in Plymouth. And it's all to benefit research for your daughter, Athena. Is that right, Renee?
That's right. My three-year-old daughter.
Tell us about Athena's story.
Well, she was a completely healthy little girl until she was 2 years old. And at that time, we noticed some troubling physical problems with her. When she crawled, she would start to drag her head on the floor, and she was having trouble with balance. So we knew that something was definitely wrong with her. We went through a year of having tests done for her to figure out, you know, they couldn't pinpoint what was wrong with her, and we finally found out on June 7th of 2004 that she has a rare genetic disease called MLD, which is metachromatic leukodystrophy.
And I had never heard about that before until I read about the situation on your website. So what exactly is that disease? It is so rare, I don't think most people are aware of it.
No, not many people do know of it. It's a rare genetic disease. It causes demyelination of the nerves. So she went from a healthy little girl who could walk and talk, and she was just like any other two-year-old, and she now can't walk, she can't talk, she has all feeds done by a feeding tube, she can't swallow anymore, she has chronic pain, spasms, and she's expected to go blind and deaf, and it's actually a terminal disease, and life expectancy is 3 to 6 years. She's 3 and a half right now, so it's a horrible disease.
Well, I got to tell you something, both of you, that joining together as you are and coming up with this golf tournament and so forth and taking an active response to something that most people would just say, you know what, I just can't handle this. You really deserve an awful lot of credit for that, Renee.
Thank you.
Your family as well.
I definitely went through a time where I couldn't handle it, but we've sort of jumped into action now, and we've decided we're not going to accept this.
Well, you know, and good for you, and I'm glad to hear that. It's such a positive way of looking at something and taking action, and sometimes that's the best thing that you can do, and that's where you come in, Mike Witham, right?
Yes.
You've got the golf tournament, and it's all organized, and I was asking, you said, hey, we're booked. We've got it done, right?
Yeah, it's a great thing. You know, on Sunday, like you said, May 15th, Southers Marsh Golf Course, putting on a golf benefit tournament. We've had a lot of great response with it. We're actually full. The golf is 100% full, which is great to see. We've had a lot of great sponsors. We've had a lot of great help throughout trying to organize everything. We still do have lunch open. You can get more information on Athena's website, athenashope.org. And the silent auction is going to be kicking off around 2 o'clock that day, so that's open to the public. Anybody's welcome to come to show up. We've got a lot of prizes, a lot of giveaways, everything else. So
that's incredible. Well, that's great. So I'm glad that you've got a full house there for the golf tournament. Of course you can, as Mike says, show up for the auction. Is this your first auction, by the way, organizing an auction?
First live auction, silent auction.
Yeah.
Yes, we're having a live auction, silent auction, raffle giveaways, door prizes, everything else.
But, have you ever organized a golf tournament before?
I have, and that's the reason why. I've done them a couple years in a row, and Renee's husband, Sal, had actually helped me in years prior, so that's why we decided this year we'd put one on.
That's amazing, and it ain't easy, I'll tell you.
No, we've
had a couple here for the Talking Information Center, which is a radio reading service for the blind and visually impaired, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of effort, so kudos to you for pulling that together, too. I'm so glad it's such a success for you guys. That's wonderful.
Yeah, thank you. We've had quite the challenge putting it all together. But,
I'm sure.
It's coming together well, and hopefully the rain will hold off on Sunday for us.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my fingers crossed on that. Well, we've got a lot more to talk about here with Renee Ratana and Mike Witham. They're both from Carver. It's for Athena's Hope. It's the golf tournament coming up this weekend, but there's still many, many other ways that you can help out. So keep it right here on 95 Now. We're going to tell you more about that in just a few.
The South Shore's morning news and the best.
Lisa Loeb on WATD, and I do. Renee Ratano from Carver and Mike Witham from Carver as well. They have put together a wonderful golf tournament to benefit research efforts for Renee's daughter, and not only Renee, not only your daughter, but other children who may be affected by this this disease as well. The disease again is?
It's called metachromatic leukodystrophy, or MLD for short.
And what we're trying to do here is get the word out. There are a number of different ways that you can help out and contribute and so forth, even if you're not going to take part in the golf tournament, because after all, that is full. That's sold out already. But give the website, if you would, again, Renee. It's just, there's a lot of information on there.
It's Athena's Hope, ATHENAS, no apostrophe, hope.org, O-R-G.
And there's just a ton of stuff. As a matter of fact, right after the golf tournament, you've got a walk scheduled. You've got all kinds of ways to help donate. Just give us an idea of some of the other ways that people can get involved.
Sure. We have the walk on June 12th. It's at Adesanya Park in Brighton, and that we can do the registration online for that. That should be a great time. Mm-hmm. We have it's a can tab drive. A lot of people have been collecting the can tabs off of soda cans, and we can trade them in for money. And it's actually been wonderful for us. A lot of schools have been involved, and churches, and we've had truckloads of can tabs and made a ton of money. We can actually do scrap metal, scrap aluminum, or the can tabs, and we've just made a lot of money off of that. There's more information on that on the website. Mm-hmm. We have cookbooks for sale that have Athena's picture and story featured in them, and t-shirts.
Recipes of hope.
Right, okay. Yeah, it's really nice. And some places like Duval's Pharmacy in Whitman is collecting change for us, so we've made a lot of money off of that there.
So when you're talking about the can tabs, the little pull tops,
right?
The little pull things.
Yep.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. That's
yeah.
just amazing. Who came up with that idea? That's great.
We had actually heard, I was sending them out to Hunter's Hope in New York, which is it's another organization that deals with a different leukodystrophy, and instead of sending them out to them and spending all the money on postage, they told us to, you know, to do it for ourselves and raise the money ourselves. So it's just really taken off. It's been great.
And that's fabulous, because on the website, athenashope.org, there are a number of sites where you can turn in those tabs, right?
Right. We have a whole list of places, drop-off sites.
Love it. Absolutely
yeah.
love it. So, and Mike, back to the golf tournament now. You had a couple of sponsors that you really wanted to thank, because they really jumped up and stepped up to the plate there for you, huh?
Yeah, we had a couple of people that really stepped up and helped us out. Kids Stop Daycare in Carver, Mass. The Azzolino family stepped up quite a bit. All of the parents and everybody else there donated a lot of stuff, a lot of gift baskets, everything else that came through from Kid Stop in Carver. They were really a big help. TLC Daycare Center held a candy bar raffle sale. They got us a lot of money as well in Halifax. Mm-hmm. Plimpton Cycles donated a four-wheeler for a raffle. B&B Embroidery, Smock Senior, the senior family, they did a lot for us with the T-shirts that we're selling. You see Athena's Hope on them. Help us out with the golf tournament, embroidered hats, embroidered towels, everything else. The senior fillies really helped out a lot, too. Dunkin' Donuts in Carver, they have a new shop that helped us out with coffee and donuts for the day of 300 Tremont Street, their new shop, and they helped out quite a bit, too. So.
Wow, you got a ton of people that jumped on the bandwagon here. That's great. And as we were talking earlier, Renee, about the pull tops on the cans, just saving the aluminum pull tops and stuff like that, schools can get involved in that.
Schools have been wonderful. They've been posting up her picture and her story, which we have a little form.
Yeah.
You know, so that we can send it out to everybody, and tons and tons of tabs. We can't believe how overwhelmed we've been with the tabs.
And again, so. We want to emphasize that the money is going toward research for this disease to
right.
try and find a cure for this.
Right. There's an organization called Bethany's Hope, and all their money goes to research for MLD.
And again, all that information is available on athenashope.org. Who designed your website, by the way?
My cousin Dana Johnson did. He did a wonderful job, and he did it all free of charge and on his own time. So
he sure did.
He did a wonderful job.
Oh, that's an awesome website. I'll tell you right now, definitely log on to that, athenashope.org. Now, I did log on and found out that there's an MP3 on there, a song called Athena's Song. Tell us a little bit about that.
There's an organization called Songs of Love. They have the website, songsoflove.org, and they write songs for seriously ill children. A woman named Alexandra Forbes wrote Athena's Song. They sent it out in her own little CD case, and she did a wonderful job. We love it. It's one of our favorite things. So.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing, and I'm going to play it for you right now. 95.9 WATD, Athena's Song.
Barney has songs, you sing along, If you ever wonder how much love there is in this world. If you ever wonder, we'll keep showing you, you beautiful girl. Athena, Athena.
That's Athena's song on WATD 95.9. Special guests in the studio today, Renee Ritano and Mike Witham, putting together a golf tournament, and that is to benefit Renee's daughter, who is suffering from a disease. And I'm sorry, I just cannot seem to pronounce this. It's such a rare disease, Renee. Tell them again what the name of the disease is.
Yeah, it's a hard one. It's called metachromatic leukodystrophy, MLD for short, much easier.
There you go. And you're trying to raise money for research for this this disease, which is a devastating disease. And hopefully this is the start of a whole wonderful avenue for you folks to be able to really make an impact with research and funding, because we know that the money is tight everywhere.
Well, that's the thing. The government, you know, there isn't a lot of government funding because it's such a rare disease, but they're pretty positive they're within 5 years of a cure for this disease. So it's just a scary time for us, because we want to make sure that we can keep her alive for those 5 years and raise as much money as we can for this disease, and hopefully she'll be able to get into a clinical trial. So
time is of the essence.
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely. And we appreciate everyone's help so much. We can't stress that enough.
Well, you know, you make it easy to help. I mean, all the information is right there on athenashope.org. Mike, you've got the auction. The golf tournament itself is sold out, but you also got the silent auction. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can get involved.
On Sunday, after the golf tournament goes off, we have a silent auction and a live auction. I have a live auctioneer coming in, Bob Hayes. He's going to be doing a great job for us. We have a lot of items for the live auction. Weekends away, we've got autographed Red Sox baseballs. We've got a lot of stuff, you know, involved in that. We also have a silent auction where we have different items set out there, and people can bid on those as well. We have a raffle giveaway. Basically what that is there's items displayed, you buy raffle tickets, and whichever one you're looking for, you put your raffle ticket in that bucket, and at the end of the night we'll give those away. You know, we also have a couple ideas as well. We were trying to look for something that was out of the ordinary, you know, to try to bring some publicity to it, and we came up with a 50-50 raffle where we're selling golf balls for $5 a piece, and, you know, sell as many as we can, and I have a helicopter coming in that day. It's going to do a little show, fly around, pick up all the golf balls, bring them to the driving range, drop all the golf balls to a designated pin. The one closest to the pin wins 50% of the pro. You know,
oh, that's incredible. That's a great idea. I love that. Absolutely love that. Renee, tell them about the website again.
The website is athenashope.org, A-T-H-E-N-A-S, no apostrophe, hope.org. It's a great website. It's very nice. Lots of stuff on there. My cousin did a great job, Dana Johnson.
There you go. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming in, and I wish you the best of luck, with not only with the golf tournament, but with the whole fundraising thing. I think what you're doing is tremendously courageous, and you couldn't make it any easier for people. It's so organized and well thought out. So thank you both very much.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
We so appreciate this.
Best of luck. 95.9 WATD with Kathy D.